Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir. This is Marcos calling on behalf of the City of Glenwood Springs. Thank you for taking this confidential and secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the City of Glenwood Springs, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Is your opinion about Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? I'm going to go ahead and read the statements at this moment. The first statement reads, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The second statement reads, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. And the third statement reads, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad conditions. Which one best fits you in where you stay at?
The first one, number one.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
As you may have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth of a cent to a total of three-quarters of a cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance, basically leaving it the same?
Yes.
Okay, next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might take? The statement reads, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with the statement I just read?
Disagree.
Okay. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. The first statement reads, the full one cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes?
Very.
Okay, the next statement reads, Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement reads, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement reads, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement reads, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement reads, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Very.
Okay, the next statement reads, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement reads, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive of reasons to vote yes?
Very.
Okay, the next statement reads, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs us more. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive of a reason to vote yes?
Very.
Okay, the next statement reads, 100% of all money raised by this street's sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Would that be Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive for reason to vote yes.
Somewhat.
Okay. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote? How would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the options once again. Option one, to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the option two once again. Now that you have heard the full information, it reads, to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional quarter of a cent to a total of three-quarters of a cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll read option three now that you have heard the information. To continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance, would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65, or over?
I'm 48. I don't know where that fell into that.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years, or you were born there, or you are native?
0 to 5.
Okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion is very important, and it will be counted. Okay, sir? Okay. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.